For WEKU, I'm Charles Compton. It's somewhat refreshing that a popular television series does not use stereotypes to talk about Eastern Kentucky. That program, Justified, is being honored this weekend. It's been nominated for several Emmy Awards. Here to talk about it and the weekend's other events is Rich Copley of the Herald Leader newspaper. Rich, a lot of people like Justified, and the critics do too, apparently.
They do. It's, you know, since it came out back in the winter of 2010, it's been a critical hit. Last year, it pretty much got overlooked for Emmy Awards. I think it got like one nomination for its title sequence. Thursday morning when they announced the Emmy nominations this year, it did really well. It got a nomination for Best Actor in a Drama Series for Timothy Oliphant, who plays Raylan Givens, who is a deputy U.S. Marshal based in Lexington, but he's always zipping out to Harlan County. He seems to get there a lot quicker than you can actually drive from Lexington to Harlan County. But so he scored a nomination, as did Margot Martindale, a actor who once acted at Actors Theater of Louisville, and she kind of played the heavy this year, the Raylan's nemesis, Mags Bennett, who is a crime family head out in Harlan, and she got a nomination. Some people think she might be a decent bet to win the award.
And also opening this weekend, he's no Kentuckian, but we see the final installment of the Harry Potter series. And when you have a movie like that, a blockbuster movie, even before it opens, that does have an impact on theaters and events here in Kentucky. People go see the movie instead of going to their local theater.
That can happen, yeah. You don't, you know, other movies don't generally want to go up against a behemoth like Harry Potter, and, you know, though a few do. I mean, there's a Winnie the Pooh movie opening this weekend, too, and it got a pretty good review in our Weekender section. But, you know, generally this is going to be the event movie, and that is spiked. I mean, every Harry Potter movie has been an event movie, but this is the last one. This is, you know, pretty much as far as new Harry Potter material goes, the Deathly Hallows Part 2 is it.
And one locally produced show going up against Harry Potter is in Danville. I guess it's a drama that happens during World War II in that central Kentucky city.
Yeah, it's kind of a drama and comedy. You know, and the good thing about Harry Potter and this show is they both have multiple performances. So if you want to see Harry Potter and that Madcap Moon, you can certainly do that. That Madcap Moon is a play by Janet Henson Dow, who is one of the Hensons of Danville and the Pioneer Playhouse fame. And it kind of looks back at Danville right at the end of World War II, and, you know, some soldiers that were in town staying at the boarding house that the Henson family used to run there, the Henson Hotel. So its character is kind of loosely based on people from the family, but it's also kind of this sweet look back at World War II era Danville.
And in case you haven't figured out, it is a very busy weekend. Lots of things going on. For example, over at Keeneland, there's Concours d'Elegance. Wish we had time to talk about that. You can find out more about what's going on by looking up today's edition of the Lexington Herald Leader newspaper. They're all listed there in the Weekender section. We also have an outline online at weku.fm. Rich Copley, thanks again for your help.
Thank you.
Rich Copley is an arts and culture reporter for the Herald Leader. For WEKU, I'm Charles Compton.